Melanoma is derived from cells in the skin that make pigment. They're called melanocytes. There's several different cells in the skin. The top layer is called squamous cell. Those are localized cancers. They rarely spread. There's another lower down layer called a basal layer, and it's a local problem. Those don't spread and kill you. The melanocytes live just below that level, and skin cancers are generally caused by the same thing, which is ultraviolet damage from the sun or from tanning beds. In the vast majority of cases, melanoma is the one of two different skin cancers that can actually spread and kill you.
Can it be cured, though? Can you be treated?
Oh, absolutely. You bet. This year in America, there will be about 80,000 new cases of melanoma, but there's only going to be about 9,000 deaths, mainly because of education, like programs like this, that educate the public to come in when they see funny-looking moles or funny-looking skin lesions, to come in and get them checked. And the vast majority of time, skin lesions are not going to be melanoma. But if it is, and you come in and it's picked up early, the cure rates are in the high 90s.
I suppose it's possible for anyone to have melanoma, but are some people more prone to it?
Typically, fairer-skinned Caucasians are. It's clearly sun-related, the more sun exposure or UV exposure you have. But it can affect African-Americans and Hispanics and Indians, both American and Asian Indian. So any group, really, that has funny-looking skin lesions, I would encourage them to go into their primary care or their dermatologist and get them looked at.
And I understand now we know of some ties to or some relationship between people with melanoma and people with breast cancer.
Yeah, we don't really understand it well, but we've known about it for a while, and that women with breast cancer have a higher incidence of melanoma. And the same goes in reverse. Women with melanoma have a higher incidence of breast cancer. And so there's undoubtedly a genetic component to that. We will, I think, ultimately find it. Just an aside, in breast cancer, we used to just test for two genes, BRCA1 and 2. We can now have something called an expanded panel, and there's about 18 genes that we test for now that are related to breast cancer, and mutations in these genes can lead to breast cancer. And so there's only a couple that we found in melanoma, but we're getting there.
Is melanoma at all hereditary? Does it run in families?
It can. The other thing that runs in families is called dysplastic Nevi syndrome, and those are basically funny-looking moles. You'll have families that have all these atypical-looking moles on them, and the more sort of atypical-looking moles you have, the more likely you are to develop a melanoma.
So finally, then, tips for avoiding melanoma.
You don't have to be sun-phobic at all. But be sun sensible.
In terms of how much time you spend in the
sun? Yeah, exactly. Cover up as much as you can. Sunblock 30 minutes before you go out into the sun. Reapply if you're getting in the water. Melanoma is probably more related to intermittent burning than it is to chronic sun exposure over time. So it's really avoiding those short bursts of sun exposure.
And tanning beds figure into this.
Gosh. That is a high, short burst of UV exposed to all your skin, and that is a dangerous situation. So typically, I really try to encourage people not to use tanning beds.
Dr. Bajaj, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.